The next available specialist will be with you shortly.
But where is that specialist? Bangor, Maine, or Bombay, India? If Congress passes the Call Center Consumers' Right to Know Act, before that specialist helps you with your computer or credit card balance, first he or she will have to tell you whether they're in India or Indiana. Presidential candidate Senator John Kerry introduced the bill. Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold is a co-sponsor. He says he hopes it will prompt consumers to think twice about the companies who've hired lower-paid foreign workers to handle their phones.
They may want to make sure that jobs are kept here in this country and reward companies that keep the jobs here, and maybe not so much reward those who move our jobs overseas. So it's an opportunity for people to vote with their pocketbook.
It's the same argument you would use if you said, well, why don't we put tariffs on imported goods or start to control the flow of trade.
Jeff Hyatt is the director of ProSci, a company that specializes in helping call centers improve their bottom line. He says the loss of American call center jobs is a serious problem, and the proposed bill will help raise awareness about outsourcing, but he says more regulation isn't the answer.
You don't address issues like that with band-aids about how corporations communicate with their customers.
Foreign call centers can often perform the work of a U.S.-based center for half the cost, but there's no guarantee the Buy American spirit of this bill will change consumer behavior. A spokesperson for callcenterindia.com says it's hard to predict whether informing consumers they're talking to a foreign operator will lead to a loss of business for the companies that are using offshore call centers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.